What it do? This your girl, Queen Key Lola. Yes, I'm back. I miss y'all. I ain't been on here in like damn near 2 years. Going on 3. But I said, fuck it. Let me get back because I got a sick-ass voice. What the fuck I'm doing hiding it? Anyway, and I have a great mind, might I add. Y'all will see that if you are new to my podcast. But if you ain't, welcome back. Thanks for all the support and all that good shit. This will be the first episode of 2022 going into 2023. I have a lot of stuff, a lot of topics, and all of that good shit. You feel me? So that's all I'm gonna say for now. And we'll see how this goes from here on out. Once again, this your girl, Clinky Lolo, and we will be back, okay? Pee-wee-poo! Okay, so I'm back. On episode 1, what I wanted to talk about personally was the Zero and Trader Truth situation. I don't know everything. I just know I live in that H-Town, okay? Louisiana girl, but I'm going to rep that H-Town forever, point blank period. And, like, that shit literally came to a fucking shock. Personally, I feel Trader Truth was wrong for that shit. Because from my understanding, they kinfolk. But that situation also shows that our kinfolk ain't kinfolk. It be your own fucking family, dude. One's supposed to have your back, this, that, and the third, dog you out with motherfuckers. You feel what I'm saying? That ain't even went through what y'all went through together. Ain't been through that through them hard times. Maybe some, but not all. You feel what I'm saying? And, like, that shit was like a low blow. And from my understanding, Trader Truth did a lot of good shit for the community and a whole bunch of stuff. And so did Zero. But I feel like this shit is gonna fuck his image up big time. Because why does it take more than one nigga to jump on another nigga, okay? That means you can't fight, number two, as well. Trader Truth my ass, more like Trader Lie. Because from our understanding, we was told that Zero was not jumping. In fact, he was jumped. And a lot of motherfuckers that fucking laughed at Zero and was talking all this shit and talking about, you know, like making fun of him, making fun of certain songs and all this other shit. Now y'all look stupid because this man was telling the fucking truth. And it's also good. I hope and pray that he saw everybody that was kind to him because they showed him who really fucked with him and who didn't. Point blank period. I'm team Zero all motherfucking day. If I can play some Zero on this motherfucking episode, I'ma make sure that I get that done. I'm not sure, but yeah. Like, that's what I had wanted to talk about in this section or whatever, because the thing about Houston, I've been living here for a long ass time, and it seemed like majority people that live here, they don't really get support like that from Houston unless they, you know, send their music and all this other shit out to other states, or they go to Atlanta, all of a sudden Houston riding the dick and all the other stuff. Not all Houstonians, some, but we all fucked with both. We fucked with Zero. We fucked with Trader Truth. Rain. When I load my AK, you bitch niggas someday. What y'all know about that? You feel what I'm saying? True Hero on the guard. M16. I keep rolling on the end. See, I don't remember that part. But yeah, we fucked with that shit. Rob and Dre, assholes by nature, no doubt. I ain't finna sing no more. But yeah, you feel what I'm saying? So that crushed us. Real asshole by nature fans, real Zero fans, and real Trader Truth fans. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's real fucked up. And I just find it funny how all that shit happened when once Zero is finally getting that recognition that he motherfucking deserves, might I add. He, like, a lot of people now, they just now really being blessed with his music, blessed with his presence and shit. But H-Town, we've been fucking with that since forever. You feel what I'm saying? And now that his platform is getting bigger and he's getting more exposure, he ain't have to sell his soul, he ain't have to move, he ain't have to do none of that shit. All of a sudden, somebody do some shit to try to tarnish his image and tarnish his name. You feel what I'm saying? But that shit gonna backfire. Karma, motherfucker. And Trey the Truth finna learn that. Karma is a motherfucker. That is your fucking family. I don't give a fuck what y'all going through. Even though, in a way, it ain't my place to speak on it. But still, y'all is fucking family. But your family be the main people that do you in. Or be jealous of you. This, that, and the third. But no weapons formed against zero shall prosper. Okay, okay. But yeah, that was just my opinion on it. If you don't like it, I really don't give a fuck, because right is right and wrong is wrong. And Trade a Lie was wrong as hell. Team Zero, 1D for life. Already. Yeah, I know I ain't really supposed to be watching shit, but I'm looking at the old little hip hop of Atlanta, so excuse that in the background. So this segment of the episode is gonna be questions. If you follow me on Instagram, Queen Kilolo, I asked if anybody wanted some questions. So if you answer or you ask questions, I'm answering it on here. Alright, so anyway, what's your favorite food to eat and to drink? My favorite food is seafood. I love seafood. My favorite thing to cook is shit like baked chicken, taco pies, candy yams, collard greens, mustard greens, turnip greens, peach cobbler. I like to make desserts, spaghetti, and when I ain't on my cycle, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got some nasty hoes. They always cook spaghetti when they on their cycle. Don't eat this shit, but yeah, I'm just here to warn you. But some of y'all already know about that, but that's a whole nother topic we'll talk about later. And I also like to cook cheesecake. I love cheesecake. All right, so next question. Somebody said, what's my rising and life path number? My rising is Cancer. That's why I be sensitive, even though I'm a Gemini. And my life path is 4. I'm a motherfucker. I'm a motherfucking leader. I'm the builder. You know what I'm saying? The organizer. That type shit. But thanks for asking it. Okay. Somebody else asked, how am I? I'm fine. I'm very blessed. Can't complain. Somebody else said, can you read my fortune? I'm a Pisces. Yes, I can. If you want a reading, you know to hit me up on any of my social medias, okay? somebody else said, have you ever walked by someone and made it shake to tease them? Yes, sometimes my mans, and if not my mans. If I'm out lollygagging and shit out in public or whatever, but I haven't done that in a while. and on my videos. But somebody else said, would you meet with fans for the right price? No, I will not, because the Rona still exists, for one, and the monkeypox. But what I have done, I have it set up to where anybody can text or call me, but in order to call me, you gotta book. It's a 25-minute call, if I'm not mistaken. You can talk to me about whatever. If it's about issues you got or you just want to talk, all the conversations are going to be discreet, literally. So that's my way of meeting fans or whatever, by allowing y'all to have some type of access to me or whatnot in that way. Somebody else said, what is my favorite PlayStation games? I'm team Xbox, if you ain't know, okay? No offense to PlayStation peoples, but yeah, Xbox all the way. So yeah, so that was all the questions that I just really got. I didn't check to see was there more, but those were the main ones that I saw. So, but this is the first episode. I'm going to go ahead and close it out, because I have to go to sleep and I have to wake up to get the money. You feel me? So, I hope you all enjoyed the first episode. There's more episodes to come. I'm going to have a lot of things in store. Not gonna say exactly what it is, and just gonna pop out with the shit like I always do. You know what I'm saying? I go in hermit mode, and then bam, I pop out an even better bitch, whole bunch of shit. So yeah, all right, I'll fuck with y'all later. Peace out.